G.
Patty,
I've got a question for you.
Oh, okay. This is bringing back an old one.
Do you ever read the local paper?
Does anyone ever read the local paper?
Well, this is why I've raised it.
Oh, why?
Because I have literally just found out, hot off the press, that Marty regularly reads the local paper.
What?
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he likes to find out the outcome of court cases, see if he knows anyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, has he ever come across anyone he knows?
I don't think so.
Do you think Marty wants to think he's a gangster and he's in with the gangsters, but he's not a gangster?
Oh, he wants to be like, oh, that guy, I went to school with him, I'm a massive gangster.
Yeah, Tony. He was always, in the shit in school or something. Yeah, not surprised that he ended up in the prisons.
Yeah, so I was interested, it got me thinking, I wonder if Angie reads her local paper. Do you ever read, what would it be, the Reading Chronicle?
Yes, the Chronicle, that's sort of our main paper. I think there is another one as well, but I can't remember what that's called.
Ours is the Bucksbury Press.
Oh yeah, yours is the BFP.
And Marty goes on regularly online to read the BFP.
I mean, I just don't know who's actually read. I mean, I don't. I was never a big paper girl anyway.
That's good for us to know. I'm pleased that we've established that.
Never a big paper girl, never. But even more so now when everything is online.
Yeah, well, he is big into reading the Bucksbury Press online.
Oh, so he reads it online. He doesn't actually physically get the paper.
Oh, you can't buy the Bucksbury Press anymore. You won't be able to buy the Reading Chronicle. They are a thing. Those being published are a thing of the past.
No, I think you can still get the paper in our parts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Bucksbury Press is online only.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant he was an actual physical purchaser of paper.
No.
Like Mal. I mean, Mal's, he's a... Does Mal still go down in his dressing gown?
Yes, and buys the paper every day. Mum and Dad sit and read the paper every day, breakfast in bed. Mum rolls out of bed at 11, goes downstairs and sits on the sofa. Apart from on a Tuesday when she cleans your house, on a Friday when she cleans mine, and on a Saturday when she cleans her own.
Yes. The rest of the week, she rolls around reading papers, doing crosswords.
So, it just got me thinking whether or not you were a Reading Chronicle reader.
No, I am not. Never have been, never will be. I mean, now you can just go on our local Facebook page, which is...
The Chats and Rants.
And you just go on. I mean, again, very rarely go on it because it actually starts pissing me off. But if you really want to know what's going on in your local area, that's where you'll find out. That's where you'll get your nitty gritty.
That is where you go.
You know, you'll find out about Sue, who's lost an oven glove down the street or something. Yeah. You know, that's your big news. That is
where you go.
And that's where you get that shit from. So I found this from our very favourite place that we find a lot of our funny stuff from, Very British Problems.
Yeah.
Being British is being mildly disgruntled / gently flabbergasted as something someone's just said to you. So taking the main word of what they've said and telling them you'll do that word to them in a minute. For example, I'm sorry I'm late. I was busy eating some apple crumble. I'll crumble you in a minute. I was like, that is
so true.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
I'll scramble you in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way that you go, well, actually, I'm not happy about that. Yeah. But I'm not going to be rude. I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to crumble you / scramble you.
Yeah.
I think you could take it down some quite dodgy roads.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But that was the exact thing I was going to share.
No way.
Yeah, that was the exact thing that I had lined up, ready to share. Because as soon as I read it, I was like, that is so true.
Yeah.
Can you draw the curtains? I'll draw your curtains in a minute.
I'll curtain you in a minute.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
I mean, you could go down the sort of, you know, really naughty route, couldn't you?
Like what?
Sorry, I'm late. I was having a wank. I'll wank you in a minute.
Oh, my God. I don't think that Very British Problems would ever be that crass.
No, I'm not saying they would be, but you could be.
You would be. Right.
Well, or anyone could be, you know. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm late. The cat was sick just as I left. Oh, cat sick on you in a minute.
Sorry, this could be a great throwback here to a very early episode.
Hey, go on.
Sorry, I'm late. I was giving a blowjob whilst pairing up the socks. I'll blowjob you and pair your socks up.
Oh, my God. That was when I feel like we were in the height of being funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we've, like, you know, we've sort of started out finding the funny, sort of found it in the middle, and now back to trying to look for it again.
That is content, though, isn't it?
It's been like a real roller coaster, I feel.
I'll roller coaster you in a minute. You know, this is the reality, Pats, isn't it, of being professionals and
sorry,
having to come up with stuff every week because it's hard.
Did you just call us professionals?
Yes, I did actually. Yes.
Oh my God.
Talking about being professional, we've got to tell everyone about the live show.
Yes.
Okay, we are living it up, gang. Okay, if you like hearing us via the airwaves of a week, you are going to love.
Oh my God, you're going to love it.
Hearing slash seeing us IRL.
We have got so much good content for you. We're already starting to put stuff together. We're already starting to have chats about what we think is really funny. We're getting big into the observing game. And if you are remotely interested in finding the funny, you are going to absolutely love this show.
We have never done it before.
No.
Never, ever, ever. In our 3 years of existence, we have never done a live show. So
never.
This will be... Well, I suppose we did a little bit on the old Happy Place
We went to the Happy Place Festival, which was great.
Which was really good. But that's about it. So if you would love to come along and see us, and we would love if you did.
We really
would love to see you all. We will be at the Bedford Pub in Balham in London. On Sunday the 5th of November, and our slot is at 8:30, but there are other people on before us, so if you wanted to, you know, make a bit of a night of it, you could do. But we are on at 8:30. You can get tickets through links that both Patty and I have on Instagram, so you can get the tickets through there. They're only £6, which, you know, come on, gang, that is a bargain.
A bargain
of a night. So yes, if you haven't got them, go and get them. They are limited, so if you don't get them quick, you know, you'll probably miss out. Yeah, there's going to be a stampede.
And we've teamed up with the Cheerful Earful Podfest, so there's lots and lots. It's an event that runs over a few days. There's lots and lots of different podcasts. So if you're a podcast fan and you've got other ones that you listen to regularly, maybe have a look, see if they're there. The link that you need to go to if you don't have Instagram is www.cheerfulearful.co.uk/events/findingthefunny. www.cheerfulearful.co.uk/events/findingthefunny, and you'll find all of the ticket information right there. We would love for you to come along. Okay, so we had a question in.
We
from
did.
Elle's Bells, mm-hmm. about whether we're watching Strictly,
mm-hmm.
and who are our faves.
Well, I am definitely watching Strictly. There's Same. Not a year goes by when I don't watch it, to be honest, Same. Pats. I absolutely love Strictly.
Same.
And as far as my favourites go, I've got a few, actually. I absolutely love Bobby Brazier.
Yes.
Love him. And he's obviously very easy on the eye.
The new Harry Styles.
The new And also, I think he's a bit like, what's his face? Rolling Stones guy.
Oh, Mick Jagger.
Yes. I think he's a bit Mick Jagger vibes.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if it's just the lips.
Maybe.
So I love him. I love Krishnan Guru Murphy.
Oh my God, gosh, I love Krishnan.
Love Krishnan.
Love him.
And I also love Ellie, the
the girl from Coronation Street.
Yeah, I think she's brilliant.
Now, do you think there is some action going on between Ellie and her partner? Is it Vito?
Oh, Vito, yeah, definitely.
There's strictly shagging going on there, isn't there?
there's a lot of strictly shagging.
Just to say off the record, we don't know that for definite. That is just a hypothesis of Ange and I. But I definitely, I am sure from watching them, I think my opinion is there is some strictly
shagging. What do you think about Gio and what's her face?
There were rumours to start off with that they weren't getting on, weren't there?
Yes.
There was a lot of press around that they weren't getting on very well. However, I think they are now strictly shagging.
I think it was sort of a bit of that sort of like tension. Where they actually both were like, I really want to get some strictly shagging in here, but I've got to make out that I don't like you. I've got to make sure that people aren't going to kind of straight away think that we're at it. Yeah. But I actually think they are now.
I think you're right. I think they're strictly shagging. Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't when it's Gio? Mm. Are you not feeling Gio?
Not really.
Who would you shag then?
I really like Gorka.
Yeah, he's just too short.
I think he's a lovely guy as well.
I don't care if he's lovely or not.
Of course you don't. I'm
not marrying the guy, am I?
No, you're having one crazy night.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you want. I don't really care about any of the other stuff. It's just like, okay, is this going to be wild? Yes. Wild. Take me Gio now in the cupboard.
Well, we all know where Ange stands on Strictly Shaggy.
Hence, I will be hoping for Gio when they call me up.
When they call
you
up.
Yes, yes. Yep. Right, now, we had a great shitting tits in from Ruth Espo Forley.
We did.
Ruth Espo Forley. And she says that Deliveroo drivers are getting on her shitting tits. In her words, they are like locusts all over the roads.
Now, this is obviously bike delivery drivers.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
I think we just...
I think you could put cars in that as well.
But you don't know what cars are delivery drivers and what ones aren't.
Well, you see their blue bag sitting on their seat.
I have
seen that.
But on the whole, we're talking about bikes.
Bikes. Okay, bikes.
Because you can spot them a mile off.
Mm.
Your push bikes.
Mm.
And I think we need to be clear that it's just delivery drivers. Because Just Eat have orange ones, obviously, and Uber Eats have green ones.
Yes, yes.
What annoys me, though, predominantly about Deliveroo, is that when you order from Deliveroo, you have to give them a code.
Oh, what, when they deliver the food to
you?
Oh, yeah, but I kind of agree with that.
Oh, bloody hell, the delivery food police. Here we go. Somebody's wrong food?
Exactly.
Never had the wrong food the whole time I've ordered from any place. I've never had the wrong food, ever.
Well, I because I don't live in a place where you can get Jeffing any of this Jeffing
shit. No, that's true. You don't know.
Which kind of pisses me off, but also I don't want them like locusts all over my roads. Although they obviously do go to other roads.
Yeah, which you will be part of.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I actually think that is a good thing because somebody could take your... Like, in fact, actually, although... No, hang on.
Oh, Ange, you did a podcast on your own. You just had a whole conversation with yourself. I did not put any input into that whatsoever.
Like, that's quite normal for me, though, isn't it?
Yeah, come on, Margs. Get it together. Jeepers. Although...
Right, because, right, I was just thinking, do you have to sign anything if someone delivers food to your house?
No, and you don't have to have a picture taken either.
Right, okay. Because, right, this happened to Joel a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right.
He does some little deliveries for the Waiteroas.
Right.
He's your Waiteroas delivery man.
Yeah.
Right? He went to this house.
Yeah.
Went to the address that, well, basically there's a road, that's got a very similar name to another road. One's a road, one's a street.
This is like, this is a lot of detail. This story better be worth it because you are giving us a hell of a lot of detail. Is the outcome in we went to the wrong house?
But they took the shopping and it wasn't their
but
shopping.
When you start that story, we don't need to know what he was delivering. We don't need to know that there's two roads that have got a name. We need to cut to the chase and say, look, sometimes Joel does the food delivery for Waitrose. He went to the wrong house, they took the shopping. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, story done.
I like to give details.
Yeah, it's boring, mate. It is boring. It is boring.
People might want to know the ins and outs
right.
of the names
This
of the
is
streets.
A call to action. I'm putting a poll up. I am 100% because we have just spent, I reckon, the best part of 45 seconds with you telling us, Joel, he's a delivery driver. He does some deliveries for the way to row us. Anyway, he was out doing a delivery. Actually, what I should say is, where we live, there's two streets. One's a street, one's a road. No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit.
Okay, so I went around the houses to get to the point. But the point was, he delivered some shopping to a house that was the wrong house, and they took the shopping.
Right.
So, if people are taking shopping, bags of shopping, then people aren't going to think twice about taking your McDonald's order.
Well, I think this comes down to individual households, because if somebody knocked at my door with a food trip, I'd be like, I haven't ordered it.
Yes, exactly. Most people would, but you always get those rogues.
Well, that's perhaps why Deliveroo. But what happens is you go to the door, they're there. Obviously, they want to literally chuck the food at you and go because they've got loads of other food to deliver that's going cold.
Because they're like locusts all over the road.
And sometimes if they're like on a motorbike or something, they've still got their helmet on. And so you open the door, they're like, the code, and you can't, it's like, the code. You're like, sorry, what? The code. Sorry. Oh, the code. Hang on, I need to check my phone. Wait, just wait there. And then obviously they're getting pissed off. So you put the food bag down, go in, you go back out. 89. Sorry, what? 89. Oh, wrong. Yeah, that's it. Okay, thanks. Oh my God. Like, it's a
that
ball
was
lake.
Actually very well done with the
with
microphone.
The
there,
yeah. Yeah, because if they're on a moped, they keep their helmet on. What annoys me as well sometimes about delivery drivers is they come to the door, right?
Yeah,
and they open the door and they just literally they open the bag and they literally just shove it into you and you have to take it out. Now,
what do you mean, like your big bag?
Yeah, so they've got that big insulated bag they just open the zip and they like shove it over the threshold. And you're like, oh my God, okay, yeah. Yeah. Now, sometimes those bags rip because they're like paper, aren't they? If you order a McDonald's.
Oh, yes. Yes, your food, your actual
bag. It's
bags
a paper bag.
Yes.
So what you have to do is and they put the drinks in one and the food in the other. And you're sort of, and you know, it would just be helpful, delivery drivers, if you're listening. If you just open the zip while I'm coming to the door, take it out and leave it on the doorstep. And then say, what's the code? You know? Okay, so I've got an urban.
Okay, yes, okay.
I've got an urban. The urban is pickleback.
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 Is it something to do with like pickles or pickled onions or gherkins or
something? Well, there is something in that, yes.
Is it some sort of weird sexual thing with people putting pickles on their backs?
It is not sexual.
Right. I'm a sexual.
No.
I don't know, Pats. What the hell is a pickleback?
Pickleback is a series of two shots. First whiskey, typically Jameson's, followed by a shot of pickle juice or brine.
Oh, I actually like the sound of that.
What?
Yeah.
Bartender, another round of picklebacks for me and my friends. You like the sound.
I do, yeah.
What, the brine? You'd take the brine.
Yeah, I love vinegar brine shit.
Brine that you'd put in tuna?
Well, no, that's a different one, isn't it? Like
no,
pickled vinegar
stuff.
Yeah,
so you're talking about pickled onion juice or like gherkin juice.
Or cornichons.
So does it appeal to you because of the like salty...
Yes. Yes.
But what about the whiskey first? I mean, I hate whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of your whiskeys. No. But I do like the idea of having a shot of something really, like, blow your head off alcoholic, you know, and then follow that with some, like, really salty, briny, pickly shit.
Okay, next time we're together, let's do them.
Yes.
Deal.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't really like whiskey.
Oh, I see. Here we go now.
No, but I do like the sound of it.
How would you feel about mixing the whiskey with the pickle juice?
Oh, no.
No, you don't want to do that.
Good Lord, no, no, no. Right, it's got to be like, yeah.
Crikey, that got a good Lord.
That was a good Lord, no.
That was a good Lord,
no, you're not mixing that shit. You're doing one and then you're doing the other.
Okay.
But I have never heard of a pickleback.
A pickleback, that is what they're called. A shot of whiskey, typically Jameson's, followed by a shot of pickle juice or brine. So we thought we'd end by talking about a national day, which is a national day that I think is very important, actually. And I know we've taken the piss out of national days historically on the Eps. Mm. But on Wednesday, the 18th of October, it's World Menopause Day.
Which is the day that this episode is going out.
So that is today. Welcome to World Menopause Day.
Yes.
And we just thought it would be interesting to have a little chat about, you know, for anybody that's new around here that doesn't know, Ange went into the early menopause a good few years ago. Mm-hmm. She's actually only 23. So... That's a lie. She's not. She's in her 60s.
Well, actually...
She's in her 60s.
It's actually about 10 years ago. I started going into it, yeah.
So very early. You were in your mid-30s, weren't you?
Yeah, sort of early.
And I think I'm perimenopausal.
Yeah. Why, though? What do you think? Like, have you started sort of noticing changes then?
Yes.
In what way?
Predominantly how hot I am at night.
Oh, good Lord, yeah, that was a big one for me, that.
So it's not, like, consistently all the time. And it's so hard, isn't it? Because, you know, we don't have great female reproductive health in our family.
No,
I would have said if you hadn't have had your children as young as you did, you probably would have
struggled.
Had fertility issues.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's difficult for us to know what's perimenopausal and what is just shit cycles. Because, you know, you and I have always had... pretty shitty cycles, lots of PMS symptoms. I know that you were much more regular than I am with your periods, but always been, it's just difficult for me to differentiate what is perimenopausal.
Yes.
And the difficulty for me is unless I go at least 6 months without a period, nobody's going to do any investigative work. Really.
I know, but I think it's always worth going to speak to your GP.
Do you?
I do. I really do.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's one thing I would say to anyone who feels... I mean, I was away with, you know, with a couple of my girlfriends a couple of weeks ago, as you know. And we're all around a similar age.
Uh-huh.
And they all said over that weekend how they are all starting to feel like menopausal symptoms in varying degrees. And obviously for me, I started going through that 10 years ago. So that would have made me like 36, 37, which is not when you sort of expect it to start happening, which is then what kind of makes you go, what the hell's actually going on? But had I have known then, actually, it could be the start of it. And which is what I was saying to my friends like a few weeks ago is if you are starting to feel like things are changing, your body doesn't feel the same, your cycle might be different, you're just noticing kind of like just this feeling of getting really hot, like your mood changing, like that was one thing I really,
that was a lot. Really tricky, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I would just say don't wait until, you know, you're another, you know, 6 months down the line or a year. I would just go and speak to your GP because there are, I think, because it's now far more well known about what happens to women at this point of life or, you know, for some women earlier. I think doctors, especially if you can get a female doctor, which I know isn't always easy, but I think there's so much more open to what is potentially starting to happen to you. And it isn't, and you'll always get those people that have, you know, horrible experiences with doctors. You just kind of tell them, you know, get on with it. There's nothing wrong with you sort of thing. But I think if you go, you start having some conversations, you can have, you know, a blood test. Sometimes you have to have them. Like for me, I had to have a blood test every month for 3 months to get a real picture of what was going on with my hormones. But you know, you can have a blood test that can give you quite a good indication of maybe what is happening with your hormone levels. I would just highly recommend anybody who is feeling that way to go and speak to a doctor, because for me, and I know again, not all women can have HRT, but that has absolutely changed how I felt. Like almost within like a few days, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually feel myself again. I actually feel normal. I actually feel like I'm not going to like burst into tears, lose my temper, fall apart. You know, all those things that you just, and I think as women, you always can find another reason why. I'm really tired.
Well, the other thing for me that has really, really started to affect me is I've always had a really good memory.
Yes.
My brain fog and my short-term memory is really starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've got this, like, especially as the day goes on, like my ability to concentrate and this like fogginess of like, God, what am I doing? What was I writing? What? Who do I need to phone? And that's not like me. I've always been, I've always had a pretty good short-term memory and been very good at like organizing myself and like making lists and remembering what I've got to do. But the last maybe 2-3 months, I've been like, oh my God, this brain fog. They're the two major things for me, this like lack of concentration and brain fog. And I most nights now at the moment, I don't sleep with the duvet on me, not even last night. And it was pretty cold.
So cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely would pass. I don't, because also for lots of women, like for me, I definitely, my periods just were like, kind of non-existent. I'd go for months without one, then I just randomly have one. And but for some women it goes the other way, where they get more
regular
heavier periods. You know, I've had friends that have had that, where they're literally like, their periods are like almost reverted back to when, you know, they're in their teens when they first started. So I think because it is such a varied range of symptoms that you can get, and it differs from woman to woman, I think if you feel like things are changing or something's not right, I don't think there's any harm in going to speak to your GP. And I wished I had done that sooner for myself. I wish I had like gone and tried to figure it out before and not just kind of leave it and not put it down to other things, because for me HRT was an absolute game changer, and I'm still on it now. I would just highly recommend that you go and seek some help and speak to your GP about it and don't leave it.
Well, there we go. Another episode completed in the bag.
Bosh.
Remember, if you would like to come and see our live show, then all of the details can be found on Instagram. If you would like to come and see us, it's going to be such a great night. We're going to have so much fun. We really want to make it a brilliant night for you guys as a little token of all your support and everything. So we've got some really fun things planned and we would love you to come along. Talking of social media, you can find Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.